We are finishing up our introduction to Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 12. And of course, we have been using the Apostle Paul's own words in Ephesians chapter 2 to explain the battle that is taking place in Acts chapter 19 between the forces of Satan and, of course, the power of the good news. So we have looked at the fact that Satan rules humans by controlling their minds, and that Satan rules humans by influencing their wills. Paul says to us that Satan is the commander of the powers in the unseen world, and he is the spirit who is at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. So every human is born with the same predicament. Satan is influencing their information, seeking to keep them blind to the power of the good news. Satan is also influencing the exercise of their free will to the degree that they possess such a thing. But you know, the Bible tells us that at just the right time, Jesus came to our world. Now, we can make a long list of all the reasons that he came, but let me zero in on one verse from 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, where John writes, "When people keep sinning, it shows that they belong to the devil who has been sinning since the beginning. But the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil." Hebrews chapter 2 adds to that. It says, "Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who has the power of death." From the very outset of Jesus' visit to our planet, a battle was raging between Satan, the illegal ruler of humans, and God. We see that battle from Jesus' birth onward. We see it when Herod attempts to snuff out his life when he is only 2 years old. But when Jesus is about to inaugurate his ministry, Satan switches tactics. After the Holy Spirit drives Jesus into the wilderness, Satan attempts to derail his ministry by offering him all the kingdoms of the world. From then on, Satan will use humans to try to stop Jesus at every part in his ministry. But we also see something else. We find Jesus taking the battle to Satan. He is actively invading Satan's territory and rescuing those that are under his control. Jesus performs one miracle after another, all designed to show that his power is greater than Satan's. So what do we see in the book of Acts? Miracles, signs, and wonders being done alongside the preaching of the gospel. And what are their purposes then? To confirm the message of the good news, to demonstrate that the message was authentic. And that reverberates in Peter's statements in Acts chapter 3 after the man at the gate beautiful was healed. He tells the crowd, "Why are you surprised by this? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" He says, "You handed Jesus over and rejected him before Pilate, but God, the author of life, raised him from the dead." So if we see all of this information we've looked at, we understand that in this world, the only power that can combat and overrule the power of Satan is God's power. Satan may be the prince of this world. He may dominate it because he influences the minds of humans and influences their decision, but God is still ruling. And so as we start this chapter on Paul's visit to Ephesus, we see this unique story. It is a story that centers on the power of Jesus in a city that has been defined by magic and demon possession. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.